Welcome to CogCast, a micro 5-minute audio show of thematic learning topics powered by one of our 52 Cognitize story cards. Cognitize. Learn. Share. Grow. Repeat.
People follow courage, not titles. Johnson. I don't know if you've ever heard the story of Cliff Young. He was a 61-year-old farmer, potato farmer to be more specific, and he rocked up at the 1983 Westfield Sydney to Melbourne Ultra Marathon in his first ever pair of running shoes and an old pair of windbreaker pants with holes cut in them for ventilation. Now you can imagine that kind of scenario as somebody turns up at the start of a race, you know, on the finish start line rather, you've got all these nylon clad super athletes, and here's Cliff standing, picking up his number, popping out his false teeth just before he starts the race. Now, Cliff was quite a remarkable character in many ways, but he was scoffed at by a lot of those competitors. And when he started off the race, the elite runners quickly left Cliff Young behind. But his stride wasn't even a stride, he had a very different way of moving. He had more of a shuffle, more what you would see in an ultramarathon race in the modern age Olympics today. But Young's experience was quite different to those around him. He trained rigorously on a farm that was on a slope, and when they couldn't afford horses or tractors or anything like that, he travelled those miles. So if he had 2,000 sheep on 2,000 acres, he would have to run after those sheep for 2 or 3 days at a time. So his stamina was absolutely incredible.
Cognitize, 52 cards of limitless learning, all powered by kindness. It's a personal development tool. It's a mental health support solution. It features hundreds of soul-stirring speakers and thought leaders. It connects people. It helps learning stick through shared conversations and the gift of story. It creates joy. It focuses on abundance. It's Cognitize. Learn, share, grow. Learn, share, grow, repeat. Learn, share, grow, repeat.
And the accepted approach in this race at this point in time is that runners would run for 18 hours a day and sleep for 6 hours at night. But what happened in this race is when all those professional athletes were laying down to rest at night, Cliff kept going, he kept shuffling along. And then the next morning when the runners woke up, Cliff had covered some considerable distance. And actually there was a point almost at the midway point in the race where he was starting to almost come up level and then starting to nudge ahead, and this continued on day after day after day of the race until he got to the end of that race in the 544th mile. By the time he crossed the line, he was actually 10 hours ahead of the second place finisher. And to cement Cliff's place in history, when he received $10,000 prize money, he gave away 7,000 of it to competitors. And most beautiful quote from Cliff to conclude this was, "That's a lot of potatoes I could buy with that money." So go back to what I said at the start of this story, is that people follow courage, not titles. Think about that in the lens of what you do every single day. How do you get people to follow you? They don't follow you because you're the director of, or you're the head of, or you're the founder of. They follow you because of how you do something, about how you bring behaviours into action, about how you treat people, about how you deal with situations in a crisis will quite often define how you deal with things when they're calm. And people will follow you for that reason, for the courage and for the integrity and for the authenticity of what you do, not because you're the head of operations.